This is a Sage Story.
I'll start with a few sentences about myself, and then I'll get on with the business at hand. I'm Charles Stevens. I was born in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I had a gay father who was no asset to me except to inherit my gay gene, I guess. I'm a World War II veteran and a Korean War veteran, and I'm about to be 86 years old. In 1958, when I moved to Atlanta, the tallest building in Atlanta was 14 stories, so things have happened since I moved here. I'm past president of the Atlanta Prime Timers. You met my boss here, Rob Howard, who's the worldwide president of our organization, which is a nonprofit international organization of gay and bisexual men, mainly age 40 and older, who gather together for social and cultural and educational activities, with nearly 80 chapters scattered throughout the world. We look at our own, one of the ways we look at our own is our buddy system, where each day a member calls on the other member. They check on each other. This was started several years ago when one of our members became ill and unable to call for help. After several days, we sought him out, found him, and gave him the medical needs that he had. One does not have to be old or senile to suddenly need help. So 40% of our members already have partners, so that solved part of the problem of communicating with each other. Another 35% were members who were contacting each other on a daily basis. We even attempted to relate zip codes so that people living in near neighborhoods could be contacting each other. And then there were those members who either didn't want to participate or had their own friends outside of our organization that they continued to do it. Although email and texting could be used, we preferred the contact to be by phone. The voice reflection can sometimes expose some abnormal circumstances of the person. As the relationships change and new members are added, it's a full-time job just updating the record on this sort of thing. Atlanta Prime Timers also offers another service. We call it Hitch a Ride, helping others in time of need. Various members volunteer various volunteers live in different districts, and therefore geographically we have somebody responsible for that area in here in our community to assist members in going to doctor's appointments, to grocery stores, etc. A couple of our members already live in assisted living, and they are dependent on us to carry them to our own events and physical needs to the other activities, really. I'm also a life member of AVAIR, which is the American Veterans for Equal Rights, who's in the past 17 years has fought and won the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law. And then the national commander of AVAIR actually lives here in Atlanta. His name is Danny Ingram, and he's on one of the programs, I believe, Saturday afternoon here. I'm also a member of SAGE and SAGE New York chapter, Servicemen's Legal Defense Network. These are attorneys who help LBGT Armed Forces members, both active and veterans, with any legal needs that they may have at no charge to those personnel. I'm a member of Georgia Equality, which is Georgia's lobby organization here, and Jeff Willard is here representing them today. And let's see, what else? Human Rights Campaign, I'm a member of it. The National Task Force, I just recently joined. AARP, of course. And then some local organizations, the Atlanta History Center, which has a very extensive library on gay archives here and is always looking for new stories from the gay community. And then there's the American Legion. That's, boy, that's really a hard one to break into. But I'm trying with that. Recently, the VFW actually acknowledged the gay armed forces and veterans community. That was really a milestone. Then I'm a member of the World War II National Museum, and there are a few others, but that's basically all I do. I was fired from my job 5 years ago because of the economy. And, so that's when I got into more and more volunteerism. That's my story.
Share your story at sageusa.org/sagestory.